In today's episode, we're talking about how you can win in 2024 with your business. We're talking about small businesses, micro businesses. We're talking about dollar amounts, and I'm going to reveal to you what I think the secret sauce is for you to be able to win. You do not want to miss this episode, so I will see you on the inside.
If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the inside of the podcast.
Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. As usual, I am excited about being here with you guys today. At the time of this recording, when I tell you my life has been in a whirlwind, an absolute whirlwind. Have you ever had time like that where it just seemed like everything was going at warp speed? Well, that's what it's feeling like for your girl here today, because it's just a whirlwind and there's 50 million things is happening, 50 million things that need to happen. And I need a nap. That's really where we're going. But I'm really excited to be here today. This is another episode that's just coming from my whole heart because of the week that I've had. And it's just been crazy. I'm starting with telling you that I have made an incredible decision with my business, with the podcast. We are going to be rebranding. I'm not going to tell you the name of it yet, because as soon as I say it, I know you guys are going to want to go to that website. But I'll change the cover art. But what I'm doing is I'm co-branding with another company that I am a co-founder with, because we are going to be bigger, better, stronger, and faster. And that might be a little bit of a hint of what we're going to get to here in this podcast. But I'm really, really excited about it. And I think it's a God move, right? It's a God move. And again, we'll get back to that in a second, but make sure you head over to shelauncesit.com. That's not going to give away the secret, the merger yet. That's not going to give away the co-branding yet, because when it's done, it's going to be done. But I promise you, if you listen to this on the day that this is released, then you will see within the next couple of days, that whole thing is going to happen. So I have been doing some research. You guys know, I like to do research. I don't know if anybody really likes to do research. Let's just be honest with that. I'm not sure if I like to do research, but I do love to know stuff. And when one of my girls and I were venting this week, you know, about business and, you know, how hard it is to build a business, you know, you go into a lot of those statistics, right? And we were asking each other questions, and there was something that she said that led me to Googling some things on small businesses and micro businesses. And there's just some things that I want to share with you that I found that I just think is just absolutely crazy. One of the things that I know is that Again, I've just said it. Doing a business is hard. It's hard in 2024. It was probably hard in 1924, and it's going to be hard in 2124. I think I'm going to be going to see Jesus by then, but it's going to be hard then. I know I'm going to be going to see Jesus by then. So I digress. You guys know I'm just messing, but the reality of it is one of the things, or several of the things that I think are going on today, is that what is happening to be able to build a business today is really, in a lot of respects, a thing of the past. So, for example, if you Google like how to start a business, right, they're going to tell you have a website. They're going to tell you have some emails. I talked about this in traffic in the two-part series I did on traffic. They're going to tell you SEO. They're going to tell you, you know, maybe affiliate marketing. May tell you, you know, do drop shipping. They're going to tell you to post on social media. They're going to tell you maybe run ads to social media. And I want to tell you all the things that I just mentioned, all the things that I just mentioned, in a lot of respects, are a thing of the past. And this is what I mean by that. You know, you remember, you know, maybe let's say a decade prior to the time of this recording, you could go viral on YouTube, right? You've seen some folks that were singing and they ended up getting noticed, or something funny happened and people went viral, or, you know, just you had this thing about going viral. And then it slowly began to become a thing of the past because it's very challenging to go viral these days. I think part of that also has to do with algorithms, right? Because they keep shifting algorithms on us. There was a time where you can get started with Facebook ads as a smaller micro business. And because you maybe, let's say you were one of the fortunate ones that had a little bit of money, a few thousand dollars, and someone that knew what they were doing, you could actually make money. But then a couple of years ago, again, at the time of this recording, Facebook made a shift in how they were putting out ads. I know because I was a victim of it. And they realized that, I think they said it was 80 something percent of their advertising dollars came from big businesses. So then they decided to, you know, shift the algorithm to favor big businesses. And so what that meant was that small businesses literally were losing overnight, going under overnight. It was really around the time that COVID hit. There was a lot of changes that happened right around that time. I'm not saying COVID was a directly responsible for it, but I'm saying it, you could kind of just give you context of when that happened. I know people personally, other than myself, that became victims of that. And when the algorithm shifts from benefiting small businesses, and you're trying to run ads, then you're stuck because you have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to get what it is you need. Or before, when your dollar, every dollar you spent, you were 10xing or 8xing or even 5xing, you'd be lucky if you were 2x, right? On Facebook ads, I'm not saying you shouldn't do ads because you still should, but you have to be doing something absolutely different. SEO, search engine optimization, people talk about that, but you know what? You can't go viral. You can't bring your list. You can't grow your list. And then they say, like, you know, have something free, a free download on your website. Well, here's the thing. Everybody does it now, right? Everybody has a free download. Everybody has a list. Everybody has, or a small video series, right? Well, most people actually, you probably can separate yourself a little bit if you have a mini video series. And that's especially true depending on the dollar amount of your product or service. But nevertheless, what I'm saying is it is much, much, much more challenging to be able to do many of these same things because they are just old today. And oftentimes you have to do a combination of all of it. So when you are starting out and you want to begin to grow your audience, you have to do a lot of this. And think about this, on social media, the algorithm is really being built for people with short-term memory. you know, short term, or I shouldn't say short term, maybe I should say short attention span. That's what I meant to say, right? So they want you to watch this short video, laugh about it, like it, read some of the comments, scroll and go to the next one. Do the same thing, scroll and go to the next one, because you're going to stay on their platform. That's what they want you to do. And then everybody starts, I swear they all are fighting with each other. Twitter or X fights with Facebook or Meta, who fights with, well, they don't fight with IG because they own them. YouTube wants to do something different. Google's still trying to do what they want to do. Instagram made Threads, and Threads is like Twitter. It's like, it's just a big old fight so that the big guys can get the market share. TikTok is in there. People are mad at TikTok. You know, things are being changed with that. And it's just harder. It's more and more prevalent for you to see your stats being vanity metrics than anything else. So what are we to do? That's what we're talking about today. It's hard. So I Google, before I give you what I think we have to do, before I'm going to tell you about what I Googled. So what I did was, again, I was researching how much money does a small business generate, right? How much money? And I think the first question I asked was, how much money? I think the question I asked at first was, how much money does a micro business make? Because I wanted to know the information on a micro business. But Google didn't really give me the answer that I wanted to tell you. It gave me, it said $44,000 a year for a company with a single owner or employee. Two-thirds of these small businesses make less than $25,000 a year. So really what that was talking about, that wasn't giving me the stat I was looking for with how much does a micro business make annually. It's saying that a single business owner / employee average is about $44,000 a year, and for about a third of it, and 66% make less than $25,000 a year. Let that sink in. So I'm going to tell you a thing that messed me up. So you know how, like, when you're on Google, you'll research something and it'll say people ask. So it was like, you know, how much money does a small business make? How many businesses make over $100,000 a year? But I wanted to ask the question, how many businesses make over $1 million a year? Then I'm going to get back to that 100,000, because I want to do it in a particular order, because you're listening and I want to make sure you grasp this. So I said, how many small businesses make over $1 million? Because $100,000 is a great way to, it depending on where you're living, a great way to, you know, to have a living, even in today's day and age. But we really want to get up, you know, a lot higher, right? So $1 million seems to be that good enough stretch. It says 9% of small businesses make over $1 million a year. Now, well, it says make over $1 million. Now watch this. That's not even the crazy part. Only 9% of businesses make over $1 million. The crazy part was what it said up underneath that. It says there are 16% of owners less successful making less than $10,000 per year. That's what messed me up. So we have 9% of small businesses make over $1 million a year, but there is almost twice that make less than $10,000 a year. From under 10,000 to over $1 million. Are you kidding me? We have a higher probability to make less than $10,000 a year than we do to make over $1 million. Like almost twice as much, 10,000, not 100,000. I didn't say 100,000, I said 10,000. And that's where most people live, under the 10,000. That messed me up when I read that. Now look at this. It says that there are, and so then I was looking at how many businesses make $100,000 a year. All right. It says 78% make less than $50,000 in annual revenue. 78%. You guys know that's like the majority of us, right? That's like the majority of us. And then if you throw in, get to $100,000, that's another 11%. So there's almost 90%. So 78, 88, 89 with a 0.8. So that's 90% make $100,000 or less. 90%. 90%? 90%. Like for real, for real? Because there is about 4%, you know, that it goes up. It's talking about, you know, 250,000 and 500,000 and, you know, 750,000 and a million. So the majority of us are making less than $100,000 a year. The majority of us, 78% of us, are making less than $50,000 in annual revenue. I don't know about you, and $50,000 is good money. Don't get me wrong, but not for a business. You can go work for somebody else for that and get a steady paycheck and work less hours and go home and have sick leave and all that type of stuff. It is mind-boggling what these numbers say. It is absolutely mind-boggling. And I want to know if you knew this, that. I think many of us, like I call myself a small business. I'm really not a small business, a micro business, right? And here is the reality of it. So the USBA, U.S. Small Business Administration, defines a small business, and they say they definitely consider the industry, right? The industry is it, but it basically defines them by ranging from $1 million to over $40 million. So here's what I want you to know, and that's really from 100 to 1,500 employees. So you could actually, and again, I want someone to challenge me on this, but I think you're going to understand my point. It's saying that, for example, according to the SBA, a roofing contractor is defined as a small business if it has an annual revenue of $16.5 million or less. So you can be making a $35 million a year and still be considered a small business. Did you know that? Still be considered a small business. Micro businesses are enterprises, micro enterprises are businesses operating with less than 10 people and generating less than $250,000 a year. So many of us getting started and as we're building, with it, especially the first couple of years, right? Maybe the first few years, maybe the first five, maybe the first 10, I don't know. Can be considered a micro business. And that's where your revenue, again, you have less than 10 people, which means that you can be a solopreneur, right? And you're making less than $250,000 a year. Now, here's the good part about the bad part. You can be a solopreneur and be making millions because of what it is that you may be doing, how you're doing what it is you're doing, the connections you may be able to have, so on and so forth. And you may have a very, very well-oiled machine. You've gotten it down to a science, right? And it's just not a lot that you have to do. But for many of us, again, starting today, right, if you're trying to do that today, it's just not that easy because there's just a lot to do. So am I going to just be downtrodden about this whole entire thing? No, I'm not. Because to me, the answer is in something that I started with when I was talking about my announcement is we have to do things together. I know that there was a time where people spoke differently about partnerships, right? And I think that one should always be careful about partnerships, right? You want to be careful about them in the sense of, you know, who you're going into partnership with and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of pros and cons to it. But I'm telling you, in today's day and age, as micro business owners, as small business owners, as first generation business owners, and the statistic, I've said it before, is the worst for Black women. 97% of us fail within the first 5 years. That is absolutely mind-boggling. Women of color, right? That we have to join forces to be able to get where it is that we need to get to. We have too many of us that are doing great and struggling. That might bless somebody right there. There are too many of us that are working very, very hard. And this is why y'all hear me turned up today, is because we're working too doggone hard to build a business. We're still struggling. And here's what I know, because of some of the things that I've said already, is that this is especially true. All this stuff that I'm saying is especially true if you are starting your business with very little money. And for conversation's sake, I'm going to call very little money under $10,000. Because I'm going to tell you what, you could breathe and $10,000 is gone, right? By the time you get a couple people to help you do a couple things, don't get a coaching program, not a good one. You're going to be paying at least four figures for that, right? Some of the things you want to get set up, like having less than $10,000 to get started is going to absolutely take you more time. And so you could imagine if I'm saying $10,000, $5,000 is making it even harder. $2,500 is making it harder. Less than $1,000 is making it even harder. That means it's going to take you more time. So what we have to do is we have to, and watch this, let me say why. It's because, you know, I have to do email marketing, and I have to do, you know, my digital stuff. Then I have to do my free downloads, and I have to do my paid stuff, and I got to have the website. I got to put it all together, and I have to do social media. Like, why don't I connect with somebody that does some of those things very well, and we join forces? Because I realize that, you know, I've said before, people say the number one fear is speaking on stage. So I'm assuming that that is similar to doing videos. A lot of people don't want to do videos. They don't. Let's forget about not having the right lighting, not having the right camera, not having the right microphone, not having the right backgrounds, not knowing how to edit. Let's just forget all that stuff. Let's just say don't speak well on camera, especially by themselves, can generate content by themselves and keep it going. Like, that's challenging for a lot of people. And so if you have someone that can do that, why not join forces if that's something that you need? What I do know is that oftentimes many of us want to have the name on the marquee. What does that mean, Dr. T? You want your name in lights, as opposed to saying, you know what, this is what I do good. This is what the other person does good. Let's make this thing do what it do. We can even put a timeline up there to say, we're going to get together in 6 months, a year, and decide if we how much money we're making, and we could just go our separate ways. You know, maybe it wasn't, I ended up doing more work, you know, than they did. And that's what people get mad about. But I'm telling you, even if that is the case, when you start and you have to break up the band later, the reality is that you can still get farther, faster teaming up. I've learned this concept called engagement pods. I'm learning how looking at things a different way through lead generation. I'm looking at different platforms, and I am just mind boggled, because watch this. I'm going to tell you what you have to do. This is exactly what you have to do in order to grow your smaller micro business. And the answer is, you have to do something different. That's exactly what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do something different. People that are still trying to convince you to just do SEO, they're going to get left in the dust. People that are just trying to convince you to do free downloads, they're going to get left in the dust. People that are just trying to convince you to do short form content, they're going to get left in the dust. Oftentimes, it might be a combination of those things, but and maybe it's something totally different than what you're doing before. But maybe someone has the finances, but they don't have the time, but they still want to do in business. You have to do something different. And the thing that that this company that I'm co-branding with, that I'm going to be announcing relatively shortly, we are doing something different. That one of my favorite quotes is Milton Berle. He says, if opportunity doesn't knock, build the door. We are building the door. You're going to have to get mad about some things. You're going to have to do some things different. You're going to have to be where people are. That's why podcasting, even though it's still relatively new, if you want to get content out there, you're going to have to do something different. Because you're competing against algorithms. I'm finishing that thought. But even on podcasts, you want a different customer. Because everybody is trying to do a lot of the same things. And so we have to discover what's going to be different. To me, one of the different things is going to be getting on platforms that does longer form, connecting with people in a different way, being on different platforms that are not as old, relatively speaking, let's say, as some of the Facebooks and Googles of the world, where you can still maybe do some advertising if you need to, but you're getting in front of the right audience. You're going to have to do something different. We're going to have to do something different. I'm working on my different. I hope you are. I hope there was something I said, because y'all see I'm turned up about this. I might be talking about this again tomorrow, because I want us first generation business owners. I want us women of color, right? I want us to win. I want us to be in that, get past that micro business category of under $250,000 a year, if that is your desire. I want us to get into those millions, and I want us to be able to do it together. I am so incredibly passionate about that. Passionate about is helping as many of us do this thing as possible. Listen to some of the things that I've said. Make sure sure that you send this to this podcast to someone you think it would be beneficial to. And I'm all turned up. I'm about to forget to pray. God, forgive me. I'm not going to forget to pray. God, I thank you for who you are and what you're doing in the lives of the listeners, God, in my life and my partner's lives, God, that you are helping us to do things different, to be able to connect with each other differently so that together we can be about your business. God, help us to find others to collaborate with so that we don't have to be doing all the work that are ourselves and burning ourselves out. Because God, I know that if we can do more together, God, I think that we have the opportunity to glorify you even more. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I will see you guys on the next episode.
Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.